Off the Ball, GAA.
What am I supposed to do? Like, what's wrong with throwing it up and palming it above? It's a striking motion. Now, Ryan is saying Limerick are throwing it all the time. Every team is throwing the ball. Every team is throwing the ball. Like, you know what I mean?
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Zeebo going on his own! He gets the try!
The Red 78.
We're both Munster people.
Whoever gets over the line, try for Munster!
Nobody knows Munster rugby better.
Hello and welcome to the Red 78, a Munster podcast for Munster fans. My name is Rory O'Hagan from Off the Ball, joined by Munster legends Alan Quinlan and Fiona Hayes to look back at a controversial defeat for Munster against the Bulls. We'll discuss that, where that leaves Munster season. And we're also going to look ahead to now what is another massive, massive game against Cardiff this week. That's all to come on this week's episode of the Red 78, and in keeping with the tone of the week, one of us is going to disappear for 13 minutes with no explanation. Fiona Quinney, how are you?
Good, Rory, how are you? We never ask you how you are.
I'm grand, Fiona, thanks very much for asking. That's very, very thank you. It's been an interesting week, all right, Jim?
Yeah, I forgot. Yeah, that's a fair point. We never ask him how he is, but
I'm grand, let's just take it as read that I'm fine.
That's good.
But yeah, we certainly have a lot to discuss. Like that Bulls game, I know the discussion with the referee is probably going to take up an awful lot of that, but we'll get to that in just a second. First off, though, Fiona, some comments reaching us on the show today.
Yeah, thanks again for sending them in, guys. Couple in here. I'll start with Arch Stanton. Players not rocking beyond the tackle. Player always seems to struggle for clean ball. Attacking behind the game, I need to play off quicker ball. PJ McGovern, what is the return date for Edwin Adogbo? There does not seem to be anything published. And we'll go with Michael Hennessy. What, if anything, could Munster have done to have not gone down to 14? Could the captain have said to the ref, this is wrong and we're not going to continue until you go to the touchline and check? Yeah, see, that's a pretty on that. That's an interesting one. We know that Byrne in particular had trouble with the same referee and communication in the last game. So probably the relationship there wasn't the best going into the game. So I would imagine it was probably hard as well for him to listen to what Byrne was saying. What do you reckon?
Yeah, the message should have come from the sideline then. They should have stopped. He can't continue the game if the players just stop. And so the question that's asked there, is there anything they could have done? Of course, if they knew the situation, that they shouldn't have been reduced to four and they were adamant to that, of course they could have stopped up and Tyburn could have argued the case and said that we're being told from the sideline that this is not correct, you need to clarify it. So obviously for people who are not, you know, it's confusing for everyone, let's say it that way. Because Ollie Yeager was off with a HIA, that's the start of the cycle, isn't it? And then in the second half, Stephen Archer goes off with a shoulder injury. So your two tight head props have gone off the field, gone out of the 23. You don't have a third tight head, or one. Mark Donnelly, they said he can't play tight head. So you're reduced to, you know, it goes to uncontested scrums, and the referee then reduces, basically says you have to go down to 14 players and you have to take Alex Candelan off. Because it was a HIA and that's what started this cycle, Munster shouldn't have been reduced to 14 players. It should have been, they should have had 15 on the field and the uncontested scrums should have continued, and that was fine. The reason this was brought in, for obvious reasons, for anyone that doesn't know, is to stop people from cheating. And, you know, if your scrum is under massive pressure, tell your props go down injured. You can bring on back rowers or backs and they can go in and lie into the scrum. And then in general phase play, they can be incredibly effective. And you know, if you bring on an extra back in phase play, you've an extra skillful attacker and all that. Or you can bring on back rows or second rows into that front row and just lie into the scrum. So it's to negate that. And it was rightly so brought in a couple of years ago. It was happening in, like, not just at the top level, but it was happening in junior rugby, senior rugby. Teams were tactically making this decision, and it's against the spirit of the game, really. So it's still, if you're very, you see, If Ollie Yeager goes off with a hamstring injury and Munster scrum is getting killed, they say take him off and then bring on Stephen Archer and he goes off with a hamstring injury. Well, who can argue and who decides whether you can't see the injury and you don't know if it's true or not? And, the law was brought in to say, well, look, if you get two injuries and you don't have someone else to play in that position, it's hard luck. And it doesn't normally happen, you know what I mean? We very rarely see that. But a lot of teams were doing it before, but because it's a HIA head injury assessment and he was concussed, Ollie Yeager, they shouldn't have been punished. If you remember a couple of years ago, Ireland, Italy in Dublin, their hooker went off, the hooker came on, got sent off. So foul play goes into that bracket of being punished for that. So they didn't have another hooker, someone to play there. They hadn't one of the props nominated on the sideline to say that he could be a hooker on the team sheet beforehand. So they had to go down to 13 players. They had a man sent off and they had to take off another player. So you saw over in that was in the Aviva a couple of years ago. Ireland, Scotland in Murrayfield, where Ronan Keller got injured, Dan Sheehan got injured, and Cian Healy was nominated as a hooker on the team sheet. So he went in and he played hooker, and it was full contested scrums. Ireland weren't reduced players. Josh van der Flier
True,
and it throws the ball in the lineup, and I think they Ireland brought on Jack Conan. So I'm not sure, they might have brought on James Ryan. I can't remember which loose forward or second row they brought on. But what happened on Saturday was for it to happen initially, maybe for 2 or 3 minutes would be acceptable. And well, it's still not acceptable because it happened once already this year. And it shouldn't happen again. They got an apology back in October from the URC when Munster played Leinster in Croke Park and both hookers went off with HIAs and Munster reduced to 14 players for 3 or 4 minutes. Leinster scored a try during that time and they got an apology. It shouldn't have happened. I don't know how much Munster were beating the drum on the sideline. And initially, when this happened straight away, were they down screaming and shouting at the fourth officials trying to, clarify this situation? The fourth and fifth official on the sideline are both amateurs. It's not their full-time job. So it's very difficult to kind of blame them. The referee, he's getting paid to be there. The TMO is getting paid to be there. They're full-time. But Andrea Piardi was adamant, very much really straight away, oh, you've got to go to 14 players now and call over the two captains. And Ruaidhrí Nárquez, the Bulls captain, was asking, well, why have to go to test the scrums? And he kind of explained that, look, because the prop has gone off and they don't have someone else to play a tight end, but they're reduced to 14 players. And Ruaidhrí Nárquez's exact words were, happy days. Tadhg Martin didn't say anything. But he obviously didn't know what was happening. Now, in his defense, he's out in the middle of the field and,
Adrenaline.
but they should have prepared for this. And then, all the Munster coaches and staff, how quickly did they react to this? They should have known about this when it's happened to you once. And as I said, maybe they were down at the sideline, arguing and the toss, but not initially, because it wouldn't have taken 15 minutes for this to happen. And, Andrea Piardi calls in the two captains then and says, oh, there's so many rules in the game and it's crazy and all this. It's shocking that he doesn't know that. He's a full-time paid official. I think he's had 3 weeks in a row now where he's hasn't performed well. I think the La Rochelle Munster game for both sides, there was some crazy things went on there. La Rochelle had a big argument with a penalty at right at the game end. Could that be given to Munster? There was other stuff that Munster, the penalty try, the sin binning for Andrew, the Munster winger. I have to look at my team sheet. I'm gone blank. But early on in that game,
Andrew Smith,
Andrew Smith was sin binned. Yes, so there was a couple of big decisions in that game that for both sides. Absolutely for both sides. I know Roger had a lot of issues. Munster had issues, and that happens. Look, it's fine. It happens. Referees. I think Northampton Cass last week. There were some really big decisions in that as well that were wrong. And Andrea Piardi went to Thomond Park at the weekend, and there was some really big stuff that was wrong for both sides. Again, the costly and the biggest thing you talk about here is It's been reduced to 14 players for 15 minutes. Ironically, Munster probably played their best and had their best spell of possession in that second half during that period. But Embrose Papier, the nine for the Bulls, was sin bin. So it was 14 against 14 for a few minutes. And then he comes back on and they have an extra defender in a wet, kind of windy, drizzly day that's hard to play rugby. It's just not good enough. It's and like giving Munster an apology is great. But you know, that's not good to him. It could be a significant impact financially here. The possibility being possibly making a top four, and we spoke about that last week. I know the Sharks winning in Edinburgh. You know, Munster win that game, they would have been up to 43. They'd still be 6 points behind the Sharks, but you know, with three games to go, you never know. The Sharks go to Belfast on Friday night, you know, so Munster could have closed that possible gap if Ulster had won, all that stuff. The Bulls were, you know, they're up to 54 now. So look, the top four, I think, is probably sealed. And it's not the end of the world because, but the problem Munster have now is I think they at least have to get, they at least have to get 2 10 points from the last three games. And they're away in Cardiff on Friday night. And they are home to Ulster, who'd be desperate as well. It's a derby match. You never know. It's on at Thomond Park. And then the last game, they've got Benetton, which is effectively the Italian team. And we saw what they did in the Lions at the weekend in South Africa. So, yeah, it could be very, very costly. And what can you do? I left Thomond Park thinking, yes, the apology will come out, but it doesn't change the result. But I think, you know, like I said, I think Jake White is down arguing the situation as well on the sideline. He muddied the waters a little bit, but maybe he thought he was right. And there was a debate going on for a few minutes before it actually got clarified. But that this should have been known beforehand. In everyone's defense, it's the HIA. I think the HIA gives it clarity that Munster should not be reduced to 14 players. So going right back to the original question that someone sent in there, of course they could have done stuff, but they should have known sooner and quicker, and it shouldn't have been allowed to happen like this. Munster can argue the officials all should know, and absolutely they should. So the responsibility, the referee should get this right. You know, he's a full-time professional referee, and he gets it wrong. There's a, you know, for the Bulls' first try, Cameron Hanekom, he takes a quick penalty 5 yards out on the run, hits it off his knee,
Knee.
which you're not allowed to do. A couple of rucks later, Marcel Cassia scoring a try, and it's a 7-pointer in a very tight game. The TMO, Stefano Rossini, who's going to be the TMO in Cardiff on Friday night, he needs to help his official there. There's loads of stuff in that game that wasn't picked up. There was a lot. There was a couple of side entries. There was a couple of Josh Witcherly got a heavy knock early on, and I'm not saying that they were all foul play. They were. You know, but he misses something massive here. He's got to help his official there, and that's a 7-pointer. It should be a scrum to Munster straight away, and they clear their lines. Now maybe the Bulls would have come back and scored, but there's two big incidents in that game that went badly against Munster. In saying all that, they were architects of their own downfall with their performance. They added to that, but you know, in the end, there's 3 points in it. There's a 7-point. Try that shouldn't be allowed, the 7 points there, and then the 14 players for 15 minutes. The Bulls are an excellent side, technically unbelievably strong, powerful. They came with a game plan to try and play territory, to kick a lot, and to overpower Munster. They did that so well for long periods. I just thought Munster added a little bit to that. The lineup was a shambles as well. So there was loads of stuff that went on there, but they're the big talking points. And I think Munster probably should have. And look, if somebody wants to come on and clarify that for us here from Munster, I'm not being overcritical here because everyone in the stadium was confused, and it can happen. But for it ha to happen to the same team the second time in a year, they should have been on this really, really quickly and sent a message out to stop playing. What can Andrea Priori do if Tyburn says, well, you can penalise us, you can do whatever. We're not playing until this is clarified and we feel it's the wrong decision. So it took a long time, and that was a pity.
Just pick up on that point that Quinny was making there, Fiona, that despite all the controversies, like Munster's performance just wasn't good enough.
Yeah, and look, I think Ian Costello also kind of came out and said that as well. Look, you have to, yes, the whole situation happened with the referee, and it's not good enough. And you think about defending as well for without a man short. It just apps in that kind of weather absolutely drained you. So come the end of the match when maybe they might have been able to pull a win out of the bag, it lessens that because you're just absolutely shattered from that. So look, you add that in, but I think Ian Costello speaking after the game is 100% right. He look at their performance, that outside stuff. Yes, he's annoyed. Munster have already lodged. I think they're pissed off about the whole Nankivell thing as well, where he couldn't play La Rochelle and then it was overturned. So there's been a lot of stuff, I suppose, happened. But a good coach can only focus on what's happening internally, and that at times wasn't good enough. And I think even with the scrum before that, if you look at it, even that it probably wasn't going great. They weren't able to get the angles they want, the set piece, the line out. We spoke about it the last day. I thought I'd see a vast improvement this week. We haven't. I think it was they lost five. I think it's around 73, 74%. But I think that's been actually nice to Munster. I think there was another couple that were really sloppy. We had to go over the back to get possession. So there was a lot of stuff going on in there. And yes, it was a rainy night, but that side of things is frustrating. The turnovers weren't good enough. So yeah, I think there's a lot to work on. But Quinny probably add to me as well with the line out. What can they do, Quinny, to fix it? Like, what is the simple fix? It's sometimes when you have a game like that, we saw it, and you're down in the low 60%. You're saying this is a once off. You have a week now to really go after it, but for some reason it just didn't seem to happen again this week. I know the South African teams are excellent in the air and really good, but we're becoming very predictable and very easily read. I think on the ground is my thing. Our foot movement seems to be a bit slow, but look, they have to sort it out if they want to finish in the top eight.
Well, that is it for this week's episode of The Red 78. To listen to the episode in full, where we look ahead to a massive clash with Cardiff, you can become an Off The Ball member. Check out offtheball.com/join for all the details. You can become a member on the Off The Ball app, Apple, Spotify or YouTube for $9.99 a month.
The Red 78. Nobody knows Munster rugby better.
I'd like to think I know a lot.